Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hi, everyone. How are you? When people usually set their goals, they say, I will. I mean, it's great to set goals, right? I love thinking ahead, looking ahead. But the problem is you're putting it out there in the future. That's the thing. So there are different vibrations here on how we create. And that's what we're going to be learning about is the vibrations of saying these different things are going to either create constriction and resistance, or they're going to open up the floodgates and you're going to be in the flow. And it's really, really just simple tweaks that you will do that are going to completely rock your world. When saying I am, the reason is so powerful is because instead of saying I will, or I want, or I need, which is need is the lowest out of all of those as far as the vibration. Need is like, oh, I need that. I need that money to survive, okay? That feels like tight if you think in those terms. That feels constricted, right? And so it's hard for that energy to move if it's tight and constricted, right? Okay, so then I want, you can feel, okay, that's a little bit higher, right? I want. That's desire. That's the level of desire. So that feels a little bit better, but it's not really like going yet, right? So then you go up to I will, which is like, okay, I'm standing my power. I'm at the place of willingness. I will do this. I'm doing this, right? That feels better. You're like getting there. You're getting into the flow. It feels a lot less restricted and more open. But then this is where the motherboard is. This is what is all the difference. You take it to, I am enjoying a fabulous life. I am in a beautiful, honoring, lovely relationship. I am worthy. I am abundant. And you're putting yourself in that space. You're at the top. You are flying high, baby. When you can put your feeling into I am. And so that is the difference. That's why it's so key to say I am and to Jedi mind trick yourself to the point that you're already receiving these things. That will bring it to you super fast. I'm sure you've heard that we can succeed at the rate that we can get out of our own way. That is what I'm talking about. Like at the rate that we can get out of our own way as far as thinking, but that's a lie, but that's not true, but I'm not there yet. And we Jedi mind trick ourselves, we close our eyes and we put ourselves in that space now, that's where it's at. There's three things I want you to make sure you are paying attention to when you are writing your IMs. I want you to constantly be looking at what your IMs are. We go through different chapters in our life. We hit different bumps and different tumbles and things that happen, and there will be other things that come in that are not in your original I am list. And a deliberate creator is one that's constantly being aware and looking at what is showing up. The three things that you are focusing on when considering the I ams is, number one, you will focus on what you want. Yeah, Jen. Of course we want to focus on what we want. But I promise you, the reason I have that in there, and that is the number one rule of IMs, is because I promise you, you have IMs that you're saying all day long that are not what you want. And many times, because we are hardwired in society and just from the time we're very young, we are hardwired to focus on what we do not want. So even when I am looking at, you know, my clients' I am lists, 9 times out of 10, there is an I am in there that they do not want to call in and come closer. Okay. And so what I mean by that is I want you to think of, you're sitting here and you have two opposite scenarios. Okay. This scenario or this scenario, and whichever one you focus on, you're pulling that rope in and pulling it into your reality until it pops in, and now it's sitting on your lap and it's here in physical form and it's part of your experience. So if one of your I ams is, I am no longer in debt. I hear people say this, or I am debt free. That one sounds really good. That sounds awesome. But remember, whatever you're focusing on that's at the end of that rope will come and take a seat on your lap. So if I'm focusing on debt, then I'm pulling that in, even if I'm saying I am no longer calling in debt. People use this example of a pink elephant. Like, don't think of a pink elephant. What did you think of? You pictured a pink elephant, right? That's how our brain works. So saying don't ahead of something doesn't mean anything. Whatever it is you're focusing on, you're calling in. And so you don't want to focus on debt at all, even if you put free on the end of it, debt free. You want to focus on financial freedom, being in the flow, having tons of financial security, and being able to give to others because you have so much to give. That's a completely different thing. You're pulling in, and now here it is. So you want to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. Number two, you want to speak in present tense. That's why you say, I am, and then whatever it is you want to call in. The reason why it's so important for me to go over this is because, again, 9 times out of 10, when I look at someone's I am list, they have a future I am in there and they didn't even realize it. Saying, I am going to be financially free, or I'm going to make $200,000, or I am going to marry the man of my dreams. That is putting it out in future tense. It's not bringing it in present tense. It's sneaky, right? So these little tweaks make a big difference because it raises that vibration. So putting yourself there now is the key. The third thing to do is you want to qualify them. What I mean by that is, remember, we are trying to Jedi mind trick ourselves. And the way you do that is, you make them exciting, but believable. I had this conversation with this guy once, and he was saying that he didn't necessarily agree with really, really pushing the envelope for what you want, because he was like, you know, your mind automatically shuts down and says that's not true. So he said to try, you know, saying I ams as far as like, you know, I'm successful because I got dressed today. Well, wah, wah, that's not very exciting. You have to have some excitement in there, because remember, you're trying to raise your emotions. And so if it's something that you already do, like, I already get dressed every morning, so why would I like say that? That's silly, you know? But you don't want it to be so far ahead or so far out of reach that it's like your brain just goes, yeah, right, that's BS. Let's use money, for example. So let's say somebody's making 50 grand a year. I'm not going to encourage them to have an I am that says, I am a millionaire, or I'm receiving $1 million this year. Could they say that and attain it? Maybe, you know, yes, I believe anything's possible. But I feel like most people, that's too hard for them to conceive, to go from 50 grand to $1 million. And so what I would encourage them to do is I would encourage them to go for 100 grand or 70 grand or whatever it is that feels exciting but attainable to some degree for them. The IAMs are such a unique experience. And so you really have to start to come back in tune with how you feel, because something can make you feel different than it makes me feel, because we are different, right? Everybody's different. And so I can't climb into your body and know how it makes your heart feel. Because we manifest based off of how we feel. That's the heightened level of manifesting. Your thoughts create how you feel. and how you feel creates what you believe. And that's when things show up, because your life is made up of your beliefs and expectations. So I want you to close your eyes and say these words, okay? I want you to feel the vibration of these in your body. Because what we're doing is we're going to get in tune with our inner guidance system. Okay, so we'll close your eyes and I want you to say, I need money. I need money. And feel that. Hopefully you can see how that feels. I mean, to me, that just feels like, ugh, I've been in that space in my life before where money was super tight. And I was like, ugh, I need money. Shoot, how am I going to pay the bills, right? It's a very, very constricted energy. So now take a deep breath. Okay. Now I want you to say, I want money. I want to make some more money. Feels a little better. Okay. Now say, I will make more money. I will make more money. Now we're going to bring it all the way up. Okay. Now take a deep breath. Now I want you to say, I am joyfully receiving an abundance of money. I am joyfully receiving an abundance of money. Such a difference, such a difference. If you couldn't feel a difference, then it's okay. Stick with it. You will start to get in tune with your internal guidance system. You will start to feel different. Okay. All right, my dears. Thanks for being here, everyone. I hope you have a fabulous week and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.